Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. For those of you that signed up for our Black Friday / Cyber Monday special, what a day it is for you here on the website. This is the first of four shows coming up here today. This one obviously free, the other three for subscribers. And I believe that the Hall of Fame issue of the Wrestling Observer newsletter is coming out very, very quickly. So we're going to have a lot to talk about over the next several weeks. But today, plenty of stuff to talk about in the sense that last night was 205 Live. And we have a new Cruiserweight champion in the form of Rich Swann, as we pretty much all expected, do a championship change to kick off the new program. It aired after SmackDown. I want your thoughts on the 205 Live debut. I got a little bit of negative feedback last night before I watched the show. And then I watched the show, and I'm not sure what everybody was so negative about. It was not a blowaway show. I'll give my thoughts on the very fact that 205 Live exists in a little while here. But what did you think of the show? You can give us a call today, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. We'll take your phone calls, text messages, etc. after the break. I am at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Mike is at Sempervivi. And Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. We also have a big mixed martial arts announcement coming up in an hour. It is described as an industry redefining mixed martial arts announcement. What could it be? We'll speculate and more, and maybe find out during the show. But we'll kick it off after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is definitely not the first video service of an execution.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot of news here today. 205 Live, I've already been flooded with text messages. Let me read a few of these here, then we'll talk about it. Jeremy from Tampa, I thought the Kendrick and Swan match was great. I also enjoyed Gallagher's performance. Very entertaining. This person says, what do you think of the 205 Live name? It sounds like a radio station or a nightclub to me. I talked about this a while ago. I think the name sucks for a number of different reasons. Number one, sounds like an area code. Number two, it may not be live in like a week, for all we know. But that's another matter entirely. This person says, 205 Live was fine. Luckily, Swan got over with the crowd. And then he's very upset with you. I think I might know who that is. Tim from California, I thought 205 Live was good. Main event was great, but with more than half the crowd leaving early, the crowd just sounded not into any of it, which is why it should be taped before SmackDown and not be called 205 Live, because nobody cares whether it's live, as we learned with the Cruiserweight Classic. This person says, how awful was Drew Gulak's promo last night? I think that was the glaring negative. Rich Swann's post-match promo was awesome, though, so I agree that 205 Live was a mixed bag. That's Kayvon. And then this person thinks that Daniel Bryan should just quit, I guess, so he can do the 205 Live show. Mike, did you see this show?
I did. As somebody put it last night, I think it was Noli's dad, not that Tom Green, who said, your indie show has my Shotgun Saturday night. No, your Shotgun Saturday night has my indie show. And that's what it kind of felt like, especially at the very beginning. It got better as it went along, but I like the Jack Gallagher performance. Let me the good stuff first. Obviously, the main event, the video package they had with Swan. As you rewind from that, the Gallagher performance, I wasn't sure about it at first, but as it went along, it went kind of long. But I would have definitely, I did like having that on the show. I thought that was a unique thing to do. But I thought opening with the Bollywood Boys and Gulak and Nice in the way that they did, I didn't like that at all. You have Tozawa there. You have Metalik there as well, too. And I'm not saying have them face off against each other, but I just kind of think about, like, when ECW did the Tajiri Super Crazy thing, you have two guys who aren't going to be cutting promos for you, but I would have, and maybe they still can, kind of hijack that dynamic with those guys. Maybe it could have been one this week and one next week, kind of building up towards them facing each other, because I know everybody on the network that's going to watch this show has already seen them face off against each other. But, you know, you're trying to aim this at other people, especially a live crowd. So to have them go at it, I think would be a good idea. And I think it's probably something they may want to build to. But I don't want to be too down on the show. It is just another generic show. It's a WWEC show. But hopefully as it goes along, it gets better. And hopefully that they have some sort of confidence in it, that they're not going to plan on trying to shake it up or change up too much right away and get too goofy with it, like having Alicia Fox show up and seduce Cedric or something like that.
She's going to show up and seduce Cedric. Listen.
Yeah, I don't know, though, Brian, because I can see that being a Raw storyline to lead into the 205 Live show.
Yeah,
you know what I
mean?
So
it would be on 205 Live. That's the whole point of this.
Yeah, but is Vince looking at this show and caring about it as much as he would Raw?
Yeah.
For now. How long does that last? How long does Vince McMahon stay interested in this?
Okay, hold on. Let me get my thoughts on this show. Let me get my thoughts in on this show. Here's the thing about this show, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. First off, Cedric Alexander, on Monday, lost in his hometown to Tony Nese. And Dave was trying to figure out why. Why do they do this? They must be doing something on the 205 Live show with Cedric Alexander that will make sense of this. Well, of course not! Mm-hmm. He lost in his hometown because it's his hometown. Now, here's my thoughts on the show as a whole. I thought that the main event was good. I thought that Rich Swann's promo was good. I thought that the name was bad. I thought that the fact that it aired live after SmackDown was bad. Now, none of these things should be a surprise. None of these things are, in hindsight, because we talked about this for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before the show even aired. Obviously, this show should take place before SmackDown, when you have a live crowd. You cannot end SmackDown with American Alpha and Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt and do a big main event and then expect people to stick around for the little guys. You just can't. I understand the hardcores love the small cruiserweight wrestlers, but when you're dealing with a casual audience that's going to a SmackDown taping, you're going to have this problem if it goes on live after SmackDown. Now, for the show itself, I didn't think it was a bad show. I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the fact that it was only an hour long. But as somebody pointed out to me last night, the last thing this business needs is another show. We don't need any more shows. Mm-mm. You could have done everything you did on this show on Raw. You know what else you could have done? You could have done everything that you did on this show on SmackDown, because mm-hmm. you could have a situation where cruiserweights are on both shows. If you look back to July and the brand extension, this product, I mean, there are a couple of cool things now that SmackDown has exclusive talent. It is more of an A show. That's literally the only positive of this brand extension. There are fewer superstars on Raw. The show drags even more. There are fewer superstars on SmackDown. And luckily, they're exclusive to that show, so Vince has put a little bit more thought into it. But we don't need another show, a third hour following SmackDown. I don't know how long the show is going to last. I don't know how long Vince McMahon is going to be interested in it. It just seems like one extra show that we don't need. And I'm not saying that as a guy who didn't like the show. I like the show. It's just one too many shows.
It's another WWE.
Why can't these guys
show.
Be on NXT? They're on NXT house shows.
Well, I mean, why not have the matches and promos on Raw, have tapes, you know, like they showed, Noam Dar, and, you know, have those packages run on SmackDown. And, yeah, you know, incorporate it into the three-hour show. That's what they should be doing. Although, I guess, again, because it's Vince, the concern there is that Rich Swann sooner or later becomes Ron Killings 2K, which it would be great for his career prospects as far as being there forever. But, you know, how long before these guys just become, you know, geeks to be, you know, inserted as part of the storyline too? I mean, there's the one thing, at least for those who have hope, the fact that they have a separate show means at least for an hour on Tuesday, you're going to get to see these guys wrestle. So, we'll see. Austin Aries on commentary, I thought, you know, no matter what you think of Austin Aries, I mean, at least it was a little bit of a different sounding voice. He was a little bit too much early and then settled back down again. And unfortunately had a chance to see it on my phone, so I didn't watch on TV. One of the things I heard before I watched the show were there were all these people shown on camera walking out. And I didn't really pay attention to that on the small screen. I'll have to watch it on a bigger screen to see, but the concern with taping it beforehand, and I agree, I think that they should, but the problem with taping it beforehand, and we've seen this from back in the day, you know, taping shows, you know, and even now with main event and superstars and that, people will just be coming in late and not caring about it that way too. So just to tape it before the show doesn't mean a whole lot unless you get people really kind of jazzed up and involved and really wanting to see it.
Well, of course that's what's going to happen. Because if you've ever been to a live event, it doesn't matter who comes out of the curtain at the beginning of the show. You can have any geek come out at the beginning of the show, and because they're jerking the curtain, everybody goes crazy because the show has started. I mean, for crying out loud, they used to tape superstars before SmackDown. And granted, it's not like it was blowing people away, but you know what? it was a lot better than if they would have tried to tape Superstars after Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt versus American Alpha. That would have been a real empty arena. At least that's they promoted true. This. But
I guess.
As this person here, this person here asks about this. They said, would you point the finger at the half-empty photos? He says, I was disappointed, though not shocked, to see the photos of the empty arena for 205 Live. Would you point the finger at the lack of promotion, the lack of interest, or both? Could we see a move to the hour before SmackDown if the mass exodus continues, or is that out of the question? It's absolutely not out of the question. I think the mass exodus is going to continue, and that's why I have no idea why they called it 205 Live and scheduled it for after SmackDown. Mind-boggling. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Today, a half hour from now, actually, there's going to be a press conference, an industry redefining mixed martial arts announcement. 5 of MMA's leading fighters, as well as former CEO and chairman of Bellator MMA, come together for an industry redefining mixed martial arts announcement. George St. Pierre, Tim Kennedy, Cain Velasquez, TJ Dillashaw, Donald Cerrone, who is listed here as one of MMA's most popular fighters, and Bjorn Rebney are going to be talking about whatever this is in a half hour. And normally, with these press conferences, word breaks shortly before the press conference, so hopefully we will tell everybody what the announcement is before it takes place, the press conference, but can't guarantee anything. I know a lot of people think it's going to be a union, but there are tons of fighters who have no idea what's going on, and I know other people who think it's going to be a disappointment. But to be fair, their theory is these things are always disappointments, so clearly this one will be.
Which could be both.
They could be right, they may not be right. So we'll see what happens 30 minutes from now. We'll find out what this big announcement is.
Would be the, if it is a union, the third, quote-unquote, major union or third group, I believe, that would be trying to spearhead a charge. And at least they have the biggest name probably you could get in George St. Pierre, as well as guys like Tim Kennedy and Donald Cerrone. You know, Donald Cerrone couldn't be looked at as any more of a UFC guy. I mean, if they said fight right now, he would. So him, if that's what the direction they're going, it does, symbolically, it certainly does say something. But the problem is right now, you have three groups. This is very early, and they probably need a union when it comes to representing fighters going with the UFC. With that said, no matter what happens, this is a long process, and it can be very painful if you look at the history of labor relations and them starting off and popping up into sports, but it will be very interesting to see.
This person says, where was Daniel Bryan last night? What do you think of Mike Mizanin and not The Miz hosting Talking Smack alongside Renee Young? All right, I don't mean to be a jerk here. I know this is going to come off like I'm a total jerk, but who cares? I mean, the same thing happened on Monday when everyone was like, I can't believe Dave and Bryan did a whole radio show and didn't ask the question where Stephanie was. Who cares? Who cares where Stephanie was?
Damn.
Am I the only one? Like, there's four GMs, or there are two GMs and two, what do you call them? What's the other stupid name they've got?
Commissioners.
Commissioners. There's two GMs and two commissioners across two shows. I can't even tell you how many times Shane hasn't been on SmackDown. I never thought once of it. Like, sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not. Is there a scandal I'm missing if they're not there on the show? I'm sure Foley has missed shows, out doing Santa work. Like, why is this a giant news story that Stephanie missed
a
Raw?
Because she's such a ridiculously huge shadowing presence on the show. I can see people.
Great, I'm glad she's gone.
Well, there, I can see people, though, being happy about it, but also asking, okay, well, where is she? I mean, all right, what's the deal here?
Dude, she was gone for like a month doing some wacky thing somewhere.
Well, and people did ask about Shane. They've asked about Shane, too, of like, you know, yeah, he gets to come and go as he pleases, and we got, you know, Stephanie on Raw all the time. So people have noticed this stuff. At least they do.
I'm very happy they do, but I don't know why they're mad at me that I didn't question on Monday where she was. I didn't care. Quite frankly, I barely noticed. I was just happy that she wasn't there.
Well, maybe you should have noted that then.
Nope, not going to do it.
Shooter
My
Mizanin
show, damn
was,
it. Who's on the phone? Hello.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hi, Jim.
Jim, tell Bryan how awesome The Miz was hosting Talking Smack last night, because he's not going to let me try to get that out. And I know you would know how great it was.
Oh, he's always there with him and his beautiful wife out there.
Yes, Bryan.
Dude, Mike, I'm going to fire you here. Like, how many times have I mentioned I like Miz's character and he's a good talker? I'm sure he was awesome on Talking Smack because he wasn't wrestling. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, I want to talk about the...
Does nobody listen to me? I'm sorry, Jim.
Okay, I want to talk about the segment where James Ellsworth got the Styles Clash on the floor.
He show did, Jim. He show did.
What in the
he
world?
Was nearly killed.
I mean, did he actually get any injuries, or was that all work?
No, it's all work. You know what, though? Think about this. James Ellsworth took the Styles Clash in the ring, and he ducked his head.
Yes.
He nearly killed himself, but he was all right. So they actually decided, let's have this guy who screwed up the move take it off the steps to the floor outside. Now, granted, I'm sure the guy isn't going to tuck his head again, but there is something instinctual to tucking your head when you're upside down. So it can happen any time. It's happened to many people in this business. But they did it, and he survived. So,
well, many people. It was 3 in 1 year.
That's many!
Well, I mean, yeah, but it was also how many years without it. You know what that is even more than that? It's also, it just shows you how much they trust AJ Styles and the level that AJ Styles is at as far as business goes.
Yeah, but you know what? AJ,
they haven't Braun do it.
There's only so much that AJ can do.
True.
I mean, it's all, I mean, it's 100% the other guy's fault. No matter what AJ does. It's not like if you give a guy a power bomb, you know, you can drop a guy on his head. Kevin Nash did to the Big Show. It is possible. It is possible to screw up a lot of moves. But with the Styles Clash, like, the guy executing it, he can do everything that he can to protect the guy. But the other guy can still manage to screw it up.
Go ahead, Jim.
Is that the same way with a pile driver, guys?
Well, a pile driver,
no.
It's, eh. A pile driver, if your legs are thick enough, a pile driver, you should, your buddy's head should never come close to the mat.
Yeah, especially if you watch some of the guys that were able to do it, and I don't know how their spines ever could handle it, but the guys that would jump up and do, like, you know, like Orndorff with the jumping, you know, pile driver. Where,
dude,
you know,
Tim Flowers did it off the apron of the floor.
There you go. I mean, and you look at those, like, especially in hindsight, and you watch them in slow-mo, it's like those guys' head, when you really look at it, they don't even clump close. So it really is on the guy kind of giving the move there. Although, yeah, you got to, you do actually have to be somewhat in shape there.
I mean, you could screw up a tombstone. That's possible.
That's happened.
One last thing, guys. I was, tonight's Lucha Underground has me a little concerned. Right?
I can only imagine.
They got a gauntlet match between Pentagon Dark and the Black Lotus Triad with the girls from Stardom, Kerry Hojo, Mayu Iwatani, and I believe Black Lotus. Do you think they're going to do, you know, how Lucha Underground has been known so many times.
Do we think Pentagon Jr. is going to break one of their arms? Is that what you're asking me?
I think he tried to break all of them.
Can you imagine? I can't, but can you imagine that there is a wrestling show where fans are scared going in that a guy is going to break the arms of three girls? I mean, can you imagine the world we live in? I don't know what's going to happen, Jim. I honest to God forgot all the spoilers. But let's just put it this way. I wouldn't be surprised.
Anything liable to happen on Lucha Underground.
That's for sure. Anything is liable to happen.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Thank you, Jim. Just like anything is liable to happen when I hit that button to pick up a phone call. Anything is liable to happen. Let's talk about the Raw ratings.
Mm-hmm.
This past Monday's Raw drew its best number since last month's return of Goldberg, with an average viewership of 3.107 million viewers. Viewership is the second best number since the start of the NFL season. Show opened strong, 3.163 million viewers, and basically retained the audience throughout the entire show, doing 3.13 million in hour two and 3.039 million in the final hour, which of course featured the Charlotte-Sasha Banks match. The show was fourth in total viewers on cable on Monday night, trailing Monday Night Football's fairly strong, 13.062 million. Now, there's two things that you can attribute that third hour to, that strong third hour. One is that Charlotte and Sasha were fighting for the WWE Women's title, so good for them. The other, as I talked about on Monday, is when you do a television show and you announce a main event that you got to stick around for, lo and behold, a lot of people stick around. There are so many Raw shows where you don't even know what the main event is until it's there. And it's usually a talking segment. But they did the Charlotte-Sasha match early. It went 3 minutes with a lame finish. And then Mick Foley came out and said, I am going to give you that match in the main event. No DQ, no countout, falls count anywhere. Don't you dare miss it. And you know what? People didn't miss it. It's incredible what you can do when you promote your matches on a show that has millions of people watching. It's astonishing.
Yeah, especially when you're at your best time as far as competition goes in a long, long time. Good for them.
If you want to give us
in front of the other one, move forward.
You want to give us a call today on anything? The toll-free line is 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. I'm at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Semper Vivi. We'll do some tweets and text messages when we come back from the break. And if you want to give us a call about anything we've been talking about today, please stay on topic. That's the rules. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A horrifying tweet has come through here.
Uh-oh.
This person here says, the biggest problem they will have is the taping on December 11th in 2 weeks, as they will be taping Tribute to the Troops, SmackDown, and 205 Live.
No, no.
Oh, my God.
Don't do 205 Live. Make it a taped Christmas show. Do something else in its place. If you're doing Tribute to the Troops, don't do that to those people that are in attendance there.
They got
to
do it.
they don't have to do anything. It's on their network. They could play best of. They could do nothing but old tapes. They could play This Is What You Missed During the Cruiserweight Classic if you're new to the 205 division. They could do anything, but Jesus, don't do it.
Listen, Mike, as much as I think that in most cases you would be right, you cannot debut a show and then 2 weeks later have a best of. Talk about, I mean, kill the momentum. Better to have an empty arena show, which they may have.
Wait a second. Look, and this is not dissing it at all. What momentum do they have right now?
Well, the momentum of they began.
No.
That's some momentum.
It means you lined up at the
new
starting
champ.
Line, I guess.
They got a new champion. By the way, Brian Kendrick is awesome.
He is.
I know that people don't like the idea that this 155-pound guy that doesn't do a lot of high-flying was the champion. But you know what? He's great. He's a great wrestler. He's a great promo. He's a great character. All of these horrible characters that we see in wrestling today, here's a guy who is a slimy heel, and he doesn't pretend. He flat out, on Monday, doing commentary, first off, he eviscerated the announcers, especially Byron Saxton.
Uh-huh.
It was the greatest thing I've ever seen. Then, he flat out says, I hope that Rich Swann loses this match and is all messed up in the head so that I will have the advantage on Tuesday. I mean, he's that slimy. And he's unrepentant. It's a great character. I think he's awesome.
Slimy. Even looks slimy. If you're going to be that way, you got to have the look to, or at least try to. And he's always done it his little wacky way to get over that V-Buy and Kendrick character. You got to give him that.
He used to look like Leonardo DiCaprio. Now he looks like the Bear. It's great. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, it's Dave from Wisconsin.
Yes, Dave. Hey!
Hi.
Just trying to wake you up there, buddy.
I was just curious what your opinion was on this announcement that's going to be happening in about 20 minutes concerning what will likely be some sort of fighters union with GSP, Cain Velasquez. Do you think it's a wise move to include Bjorn Rebney in that group, at least from what I've read from MMA fans, journalists? Everyone seems pretty sour on the idea of including Rebney.
Listen, here's my thought on this very briefly. I'm going to look like a complete numbskull in how much? What's for 17 minutes? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Very shortly, I could look like a complete numbskull, but I am not in any way convinced that this is going to be the announcement of a union. I think it may be something completely unrelated to anything involving a union. Now, like I said, I could be totally wrong, but when I look at the individuals involved, some of them have upcoming fights scheduled. I think about all of the fighters who have no idea what's going on. I think of the fact that Bjorn Rebney's involved, which, as you noted, if I were trying to get a union ball rolling, I'm not sure that I would have Bjorn Rebney attached to it. I just think that it might be something completely unrelated to a union.
How about represent now? Could it be management for these guys?
Could be.
Or is it something? Okay. So that
Dave, you hung up on me.
That could be in play.
I can't even believe that. He hung up. He must have thought I put him on hold, but I didn't. I was ready to continue that discussion. Well, maybe he fell asleep.
We could.
We'll find out what's going on. I just,
mm-hmm.
I'm just very skeptical about this union theory. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. This would be the fourth time.
It would make the third, when no one knows what's going on and you have names of this magnitude there, it would be interesting. I would wonder why they would have kept it under wraps for so long instead of trying to mobilize people and things like that, but I don't know. Again, I guess we'll see. If you're listening to this show live on Wednesday, we'll find out very shortly here. And if it's that important, you will hear about it coming up on Thursday.
This person here says, how can we watch this press conference? Well, you know, I don't think that we can. I know there are people that are, oh, this poor baby.
Oh,
it's rough. It's rough Bjorn, being little.
Bjorn Rebney made her cry. Damn.
Man, now she says, mum, 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 mum.
Aww.
I need to take a call, damn it. You're on the air. What's going on? Oh, what the hell happened? Now you're on the air. What's going on?
What's up, guys? It's Eric Indigo.
Yes, Eric.
So I like all of this week's programming. I think Raw was good. SmackDown was really good. And the 205 Live, it was easy to watch. But I still got the problem with Raw. Like, there's two negatives I think we should all address. And the problem on Raw is still the match on free TV to build to the match on pay-per-view. Like, what do you guys, they've been doing that thing for years, but what do you guys think about that?
The match on TV to lead to the match on pay-per-view?
Yeah, like, so Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens. Like, we've seen the match, usually back in the day, they would, like, keep guys apart and, like, you know, not
well, the reason,
but not have matches and matches over and over to build to the pay-per-view match. Like, that's a bad business model.
Well,
but it's just that Raw is too long.
Let me explain how things were in the old days. We didn't have the main eventers wrestling each other up and down the show every single week for 3 hours. That's the difference. I mean, think about this. As I noted, we now have half a roster on each show. Half the I'm just throwing out a random number. Let's say we used to have 60 performers on Raw. Now we have 30. And the show is 3 hours and it's every week. The way that they do TV, they have no choice but to do these matches over and over and over and over again on TV. Mike and I were talking yesterday about Charlotte and Sasha. I mean, of course they're going to do it again because they have to do all of these matches a million times. We're going to see Dolph Ziggler and The Miz for about the 58th time in the last 6 months at the TLC show. Because they have to just keep doing matches over and over and over and over again because they have so much TV time to fill and a vastly limited roster compared to 6 months ago, even.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Brian. Hey, do you think they should have put 205 Live as the first hour of Raw and, like, Raw goes back to 9 to 11?
Nah. Doom. It's Doom.
Bad idea.
The USA would be pissed at that one.
Can't do it. I mean, you could have cruiserweight matches on the show, which they're doing.
Yeah, incorporate a damn story. Incorporate a cohesive story. Do
well,
that all
one.
Up and down the show,
just, like,
not just for cruiserweights.
You can't keep the hour straight? What?
No, can't give them like an hour straight.
No.
Hour.
That's too, you can't mess with the formula to that degree.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks very much for the call. I mean, for crying out loud, people walking out of SmackDown. Think about this. People stick around for a third hour of Raw. But they didn't stick around for a third hour of SmackDown because it was an hour of the Cruiserweights. I mean, that's your answer right there.
Well, Raw needs to... Raw needs to be tweaked and things like that as far as the show goes. People are so dead set on what if we move Total Divas to here or do this to this. And Raw just needs to be 2 hours. That third hour, if it's under the Raw name, right now it's got to be wrestling and feel like it's part of the show. It just shouldn't be, but it's got to feel that way as long as they're doing it. So to try to do other things and get that creative with it, or they should have a sit down here or do that there. No, it just needs to be Raw.
Here's the thing. What we don't need is more wrestling. I will tell you right now how to solve this problem of a three-hour Raw. USA needs to get some damn hit shows.
Yeah.
If they could get some hit shows, we wouldn't need a third hour of Raw. Raw used to be a lead-in to a hit show. Raw would lead into a hit show. There would be a hit show, and then Raw would start. Now, they don't have all those hit shows, and so in a desperate attempt to cling to the number one spot, they must get those 3 million viewers in the third hour of Raw. If they had some hit shows, we wouldn't be talking about this most likely right now. And keep in mind, it's been 4 years or so since they've had a bunch of hit shows at least, because we still have 3 hours of Raw. Raw ideally should be, although it's never worked like this. I know I'm saying this and it sounds great in theory, but there's been one show that the folks stuck around with after Raw went off the air. It was not La Femme Nikita or any of these other wacky shows. It was Ultimate Fighter. That was the one show where the Raw audience stuck around and watched what happened after Raw.
Well,
why? Because it was a bunch of geeks fighting. That's why.
True. It's not true.
No, it is true. What are you talking about? Chris Lieben, the first season of Ultimate Fighter, is a bunch of geeks fighting and peeing on each other.
But if you don't
That's
think,
what happened.
if you don't think, okay, one of the reasons that Silk Stockings became a cult hit was the fact that, like, shows like that, the reason that, they did stick around, maybe not to the level that UFC fans did, and obviously it was a different crossover, but there is a reason they would show that stuff after Raw sometimes, too.
You were a big fan of Silk Stockings.
It hasn't been that way in a long time because of the Blue Sky dramas that they had of... what were they called? Some of these shows that they've had on the past recent years. That I'm brain locking on now. But they had the string of hits, Suits and all that stuff. And then they have it. But, obviously it's a different demographic. But you can't say that no wrestling fans ever stuck around for those shows.
All right, it
wasn't
zero.
Especially the ones like that.
It was Mike Sempervivi and probably Ed. And Vinny. That's about it. This was a talk in the TV industry forever that wrestling, like the idea that you would put wrestling on a network and the fans would like watch other shows on the network, it never happened. Wrestling fans showed up for their wrestling and then they just went to Walmart or whatever the...
Oh, God.
No, that's what they talk about. That's what the advertisers talk about. These people are poor and they have no money and they're losers. That's why you can't make any money off wrestling advertising. I'm not saying that. Obviously, we have all sorts of rich folks listening to this show right now. Successful. Beautiful people.
Absolutely.
But that's not what the advertisers think. Because they're heels.
In USA, actually, when they lost to wrestling, I forget the guy. It was Barry Diller. I can't remember who actually had the quote. And I'm taking out of paraphrasing here. But basically said all wrestling fans are angry, bitter, 17-year-old, pimply-faced, mean-spirited kids, which, if you watched the Attitude Era and weren't a wrestling fan, you probably thought that.
I mean, I even like everybody on our message board. Let's go to the
bums.
Phones. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Luke from Australia. First up, just like to
cheerio.
Say,
do it, Brian.
Cheerio.
Britain might have colonized us years ago, but, like, nice British accent, Brian.
Thank you.
An Aussie accent now.
Thank you. I've had rave reviews.
In regards to like stuff about the network and things like that, I think one of the biggest problems, and I know Storm and Cyrus covered this on Killing the Town, the biggest problem with the authority, big heels these days, is that on one hand, they're the big heels on TV. Nobody likes them, but then they have to do all this good publicity stuff on the outside, this PR. They talk about, look at the stuff that Stephanie does. Look at the stuff that this does. The reason why it worked so well with Cyrus and ECW is because he was an outsider from the network. And just, I don't know why, but the McMahons and Hunter, they just can't seem to wrap their head around the fact that we're the company, we're the bad guys, but at the same time, hey, look at all the good stuff we're doing. It's like, what's that sort of mentality?
Well, you got to think about this too with Cyrus. Number one, we hadn't been seeing heel authority figures for 1,000 years. Number two, ECW was a bunch of anti-authority fans, so it was very easy to be anti-authority against an authority figure. I mean, do you watch Raw today and think, man, that's a bunch of anti-authority folk out there in that crowd? No, it's a bunch of families with their kids. I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to head to a break, though. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and online.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, WrestlingObserver.com. Very rarely do we disappoint you, the listener, but I don't know what this announcement's going to be. It is not broken. We'll find out in 3 minutes, and myself and Dave Meltzer will talk about it tonight on Wrestling Observer Radio. We got at least two special guests coming up on various shows today, and that is in addition to the Filthy Tom Lawler show, which is going to be available for subscribers later on this afternoon. Four shows going up today for subscribers to WrestlingObserver.com. So if you missed the sale, that sucks, but hey, you can still sign up today, and you will not regret it. There's 10,000 hours of audio. I did a recount. 10,000 hours of audio. You'll never run out of audio. As a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, the best wrestling website on the face of God's green earth, as Ric Flair would say, which makes it, by the way, Harlem, to our knowledge, the best wrestling website in the whole universe.
Damn right.
That's right. So we'll be up later on today with more. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, live and free on Sports Byline USA, links at sportsbyline.com. WrestlingObserver.com, many, many other places as well. Tune in radio. You can search Sports Byline USA. Listen live on your smartphone every single day. The schedule is up at sportsbyline.com. I want to thank everybody for listening here today. Mike, as always, the callers, listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.